First pack of Bava Kama, second Mishnah, Kol Shachavta Bishmirasa Hichshaltes Nizkoi. Anything that I was supposed to watch over it, that I shouldn't damage, if I didn't watch over it, then it's considered that I prepared the situation that it will be Mazik, and therefore I am responsible. One of the examples the Gemara brings is, I gave an irresponsible person, like a Cheir Shoyt of a cotton, to watch over my ox. So I was supposed to watch over it. You're going to say, well, I gave it to a cotton to watch. You gave it to a cotton to watch, but you know he doesn't know how to watch. So therefore, it's considered you made the nezek in your chayiv. If I did not prepare the entire damage for it, still I have to pay as if I did the entire thing. What's an example? Somebody dug a pit which is 9 tefachim deep, which is not deep enough to normally kill an animal. Then came his friend, and he dug one more tefach and transformed it from being an bar, which his nature is to only damage, to a bar that can kill. Now an ox fell in and got killed. So the second guy is chai, because even though he did only 1/10 of the bar, but he transformed it from a bar that can't kill to a bar that can yes kill. And nechosim shein ben me'ila, nechosim shel b'nei bris, that the type of things that you're chayiv to pay if you damage them are nechosim that are not hektish. If you're mazik hektish, you potter. And nechosim shel b'nei bris, it has to be Jewish owned property or items, otherwise you're potter. Nechosim yichodim has to be nechosim that belong specifically to the other person, and not only, and not something that is hefker. It has to belong to somebody, something that's not hefker. Obviously, if it's hefker, who are you gonna pay? V'chol malkim, chutz mish, any place you damage, your animal damage, yichayv chutz mishusim yichredes lemazik. In my yard, I have an ox. I don't have to watch out of my ox, not to damage trespassers. That's in my field, or even if I gave somebody rishus, he has to watch over himself. That's all. We'll see later on this whole discussions. When do we say that I took upon my responsibility also to watch in my chosa? But patches, if it's a rishus of the mazik, the bailim, the owner of that area, does not have to watch over his animals. Other rabbi, you want to come in, get permission and be careful. And also, Rishus and Nizik Vamazik. Rishus belongs to both of them. For example, we're talking about a Mazik of Regil. The Locha, like we said before, Regil is only Chayiv if it damages in a private area. They stay Acher, in a field which does not belong. Damage over there, then you Chayiv. It's a place where it belongs. How can you mechayiv me for the fact my animal is trampling in a place where it's allowed to trample? So we're saying that if it's a shus, that's a shutfis between the nizik and the mazik, then since the shor has the right to be in that area, he's potter because he's only chayiv if the shor goes into an area that he should not be in, and then he tramples things. When the damage did occur, then as we learned before, the Bailam has to pay in his choicest property. Yeah, the Gemara asks, what's this repetition? And it's telling us, it's a hinting that there's another mazik called Karen. When an ox gores something, the owner is also chayv. It's not mentioned explicitly in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not talking about Karen is different than the other mazikim in two facets. All other mazikim are muad mitchilasim, which means they're expected to be mazik, and therefore you have to pay full price even the first time. By Ashar, the first three times you pay half nezik, you don't pay full nezik, because Ashar is an abnormal thing, and therefore it's the Torah did not chayiv you to pay the full amount. Yeah.